It's been a week since Hurricane Ian hit Florida. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We've now had more than 2,300 rescues, and our urban search and rescue teams with more than 1,000 personnel have gone door-to-door to 79,000 structures.
That's Governor Ron DeSantis, who will meet with President Biden today, setting aside their political differences when the president visits to see Ian's destruction in Florida, which is home to most of the 100-plus hurricane deaths.
The Lee County Sheriff would not confirm how many people were still estimated to be missing, but of those deaths, 55 occurred right here in Lee County, the hardest-hit area across the state. Unfortunately, there have been four people arrested for looting. Sheriff Carmine Mercino spoke with disappointment yesterday and issued this warning.
You may walk in. Very poor choice, but you may walk in. You're going to be carried out. I'm not playing.
Of those arrested, they were in this country illegally.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Fort Myers Beach. An 85-year-old Iranian-American imprisoned in Iran has been set free today and flown out of the country. Bakr Namazi is said to be in poor health. His son is still behind bars. Both were convicted of spying, charges the U.S. and the U.N. condemned. Former President Trump wants the Supreme Court to get involved, trying to undo an appeals court ruling that allows the Justice Department to keep reviewing classified material the FBI seized from his Florida home as a special master reviews the rest.
The 11th Circuit had previously sided with DOJ, ruling that the classified documents could be separated from the rest for the criminal investigation. Trump's team wants more time in the appeals process and argues the appointment of a special master was never before the 11th Circuit and cannot be appealed to them.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. OPEC countries meet today to consider cutting oil production, which could lead to higher oil and gas prices. Gas is up 2 more cents today. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden's trip to Florida comes days after he praised first responders, including a Coast Guard technician who had helped rescue hurricane victims. A technician who will be discharged in the next month or two for refusing to get a COVID vaccine shot. And that's a mandate that will remain in place.
As nearly 20,000 troops face discharge over military COVID vaccination requirements, National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby, defending the mandate on Fox and Friends, pointing out our armed forces for years has required dozens of vaccines.
You got to have a healthy force. This is a valid health requirement. Health is central to our readiness as a military unit.
This comes as the military has struggled with recruiting so far this year, as the Army fell short of its goal by about 15,000 recruits. While some branches did meet recruiting expectations, the military will likely have to utilize reservists and National Guard members to meet mission goals. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
There's been a deadly shooting at the border in El Paso, Texas, amid a record surge of migrants coming to the U.S. illegally.
Brandon Judd, a spokesperson for the National Border Patrol Council, told Fox that on Tuesday afternoon, the migrant who had been taken into custody went for an agent's gun right before the shooting, and that the agents used appropriate force at that point. The migrant was taken to a local hospital where he died from his injuries.
It's Fox's Ted Lindner. On Wall Street, stock futures are falling after a second straight day of big gains, sending the Dow up 825 points. A record night in baseball.
High fly ball. Deep left. There it goes. Soaring into history.
Aaron Judge's 62nd home run of the season on Yes broke Roger Maris's American League record, but the Yankees lost the game in Texas, splitting a doubleheader with the Rangers. The Atlanta Braves beat Miami to clinch the National League East title. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.